Welcome to the Hair for Kids. Sit back and relax as we experience life with the Rebbe in 770, stories of Hasidim, and see how the Rebbe continues to find a way to connect to us and help every Yid. And now, part two of the episode Tzedakah.
Mr. Smith, why don't you get a pushka for your office? And then you could give some tzedakah before every big meeting as well.
What?
A pushka is a simple charity box that we put in all different places. There's even an app for it.
We have one in our bedroom.
We have one attached to the kitchen wall. My mother puts in a coin or two before she starts cooking. And of course, one gives extra before candle lighting.
And we have one in the car.
Each place that we put one makes it holy.
That's wonderful. Please bring me a few pushkas next time you come.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Here you go. Here's $5 for each of you. Go get yourselves a drink and snack.
Thank you so much.
Shabbat shalom.
Bye now. Bye. Take care. Shabbat shalom.
Bye.
Sei gesund.
Okay, let's go inside the elevator.
Wow, Tati, that was so interesting. I'm glad we were able to help teach him some new things about tzedakah and to learn from him how important it is to constantly give tzedakah, not just once a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm glad we could do that.
Wow, look at all these tall buildings.
Look at that one.
Tati, I need to rest. Can we sit down on a bench for a few minutes?
Sure. First, let's get some drinks from that store, and then we'll sit down. 5 sodas, please. Okay, let's sit down on that long bench. Amen.
Hey, look! It says on this bench plaque, this bench was donated by Henry and Lynn White in honor of their son's 12th birthday.
And look up there! It says, this building was donated by the Ralph family.
Yes! All over, we see names of people who have donated and dedicated things. Why do you think this is important?
Well, some might say that the donation plaque can make people brag, but I guess if someone sees that people are donating money to good places, then they will do the same.
Exactly. The Rebbe encouraged people to give tzedakah publicly, so others can follow in their footsteps. Of course, we have to work on ourselves, not to become arrogant or balgaibadik. Okay, kids, it's starting to get late, and we need to head home. Make a bear in the forces, and let's find a taxi to drive us back. Amen. Good. Now let's go. Kiddalah, 1 second. Hello. Hi.
Oh, hello. My name is Avi. And I'm calling on behalf of the Meiser Geglinger. Can you give a donation today so we can continue to do the work we do?
I can give you something. I'll be home in a short while, and I'll take care of it then. I wish you much hatzlacha in all your work.
Oh, thank you so much, may Hashem bless.
You know what? Let me take care of it right now. Can I give you a donation on my credit card?
Yes. Oh, wow. Thank you. Just get a mitzvah.
Let me get out my card. Ah, here it is. My credit card number is 21565.
Shkoyach, your donation went through. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos to you as well.
Tom!
Yes, what about you?
That was really nice that we were able to give them tzedakah.
But Tal, we were in the middle of the street. Why couldn't you wait until you got home, like you originally said you'd do?
Yeah, it's not like you weren't gonna give them.
That's a great question. Let's see if you can come up with the answer. I'll give you a hint. Bossy Ligani. Okay, Tzemach Tzedek.
Ooh, I get it. You're thinking of the story of the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe said, and Bossy Ligani.
Yes.
I'm still confused. What are you talking about?
Let me tell you a story. The Tzemach Tzedek was zoicha to see and speak with his Zayde the Alter Rebbe, even after the Alter Rebbe was already nostalgic. Sometimes he saw him at night, and sometimes by day. He would prepare questions and learning that he wanted to discuss with his Zayde. But then it stopped. He was very sad that he was not having these special visits anymore. One morning, as the Tzemach Tzedek was walking to shul, wait, let's go back in time to experience the Tzemach Tzedek on his way to shul, taking a shortcut through the marketplace.
Okay, Maishi, go ahead and press the vortex button.
She, my horse, the Mokhai and Yo walking towards me. Ah, good morning, Mokhai and Yo. Good morning, Rebbe. Could the Rebbe perhaps lend me 3 rubles until the evening? Today I'm hoping to buy a cow and then sell it for a profit. Mokhai and Yo, come to my house after Shacharis, and I will lend you the money. Okay, Rebbe, okay.
The Tzemach Tzedek arrives at shul.
Time to prepare myself for davening. I'll put my talus over my shoulder. Aveinu mekarev olam mitzvos asi, shavei avdol atzmach. Poor Mordechai Elio needs to borrow 3 rubles. I just realized something. Today is market day. I should have done things differently. Mordechai really needs the money now to buy a cow and sell it to make a profit so he can feed his hungry family. If I wait until I finish davening, it may be too late and he will miss out on a good deal. I must immediately remove my talus,
go home and get 3 rubles,
go out into the marketplace and look for a Mordechai. After finding Reb Mordechai and giving him the loan, the Tzemach Tzedek hurried back to shul to daven Shacharis. As soon as the Tzemach Tzedek put on his talus, the Tzemach Tzedek hears something. Let's go back to that time.
My grandson, Reb Menachem Mendel.
That's my saintly grandfather, the Alter Rebbe. He has once again appeared to me.
About the question you had, their answer is based on the Rashba and Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Yud.
Well, I had this question a while ago, and now the Alter Rebbe just came to me with the answer. It is clear to me why the Alter Rebbe has appeared to me after such a long time. It's in the shchus of what I just did for Reb Mordechai.
Ah, now I get it. We see from the story how special it is to give tzedakah right away and not delay it.
That's right. And Maishi, you told that story so well. Kinderlach, do you know what the Alter Rebbe told the Tzemach Tzedek?
No.
He said, lending money to a fellow Yid in a sincere and MS way has great zechusim. Doing a selfless favor for a fellow Yid, following the idea of a haftal reyacha kameicha, opens up the gates of Shemayim for very special things.
Wow!
Yep, so that's why earlier I wanted to make sure to give that Yid my credit card donation on the phone as soon as possible before I came home.
Oh, now I understand.
Tati, so how are we going home?
I'll call a taxi.
Hello, taxi cab service?
Yes, I need a cab in Manhattan at
So, Tati, we've learned so much about tzedakah and many things connected to it. What can we do as children to fulfill this mitzvah?
Great question. There are actually three ways of giving. Gufoy, Mamaynoy, and Nafshoy.
I feel like I've heard of some of those words before, but I don't really understand what they mean here. Can you explain?
Of course. Gufoy means helping someone in a physical way, like helping them with a heavy package, giving them time to learn with you, and things like that. That's something that all kids can do. Nafshoy is from the word nefesh, like neshama, helping someone beruchnius.
Ah, like we were just doing on Mitzrayim?
Correct. Kids can do that too. And then there is mamaynoy, money, helping someone out financially.
Like you just did on the phone.
And like we explained to Mr. Smith?
Yes, you got it. And with the money you got from Mr. Smith, you could also give some coins to tzedakah.
Hey, that's right. I'll make sure to do it before candle lighting today. You know, even though as kids we don't have a job, there's so many opportunities that we can give tzedakah to, like with our Hanukkah gout, or with the birthday money that we get from Bubby and Zidi, and more.
Good idea. And when you kids give tzedakah, it's extra special because you don't have a steady flow of income. You don't have jobs and all that, but you still give some of your money away to tzedakah. The Rebbe explains how special and precious this is.
Is that our taxi?
It looks like it. Come, let's go inside. Sitting in this taxi cab reminds me of another story about tzedakah. Wanna hear it?
Yeah, please.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, here goes. The Rebbe once told over this story. There was a younger man who drove a taxi for a living, and he promised to give a lot of money to the Friedrich Rebbe to help publish important svarim of the Tzemach Tzedek. The problem was that he didn't actually have that much money, and he didn't even know how to earn it, because you see, he was just a taxi driver. So even though the young man didn't have the money and didn't know how to get it, he still made a promise from his heart. And you know what happened? Hashem benched him and opened up brand new opportunities and ways for the taxi driver to earn the money that he promised. Not only did he get enough money to keep his promise, but he ended up with even more than he needed for his own things.
Wow! So the rabbi is teaching us that sometimes we should even plan to give tzedakah, and Hashem will help us make sure we have the money to do it?
Yes, that's right. As Moshe, Batya, Hindi, Zevi, and their father go home and get ready for Shabbos, I want you to close your eyes and imagine. It's Sunday morning in the year Tovshin Nun Aleph 1991, and you've just received a dollar from the Rebbe at the Sunday dollar line. Standing next to you in line were people of all backgrounds. You see a Kala asking for a bracha for her chasana. A young boy sharing with the Rebbe how much Tanya he learned Balpeh for his birthday. Someone in need for a refuah shleima. The list goes on and on. Thousands of people came to the Rebbe for guidance and brachas, and the Rebbe makes sure to give each of them a dollar bill for tzedakah. The Rebbe is teaching us that we always need to think of other people and help them. Imagine it's Thursday, Yud Aleph Tishrei, the day after Yom Kippur, Tovshin Nun Beis, 1991. You are 9 years old and came to Crown Heights to spend Tishrei with the Rebbe. Your mother hands you a raincoat and rushes you out of the door as your siblings follow close behind. As you step out onto the street, you feel a light drizzle coming down, and you still have no idea where you are going. follow your mother closely and notice that throughout the streets of Crown Heights, many people are rushing up to 770.
Just a short while earlier,
the Rebbe made it known through his secretaries the following.
Chassidim, the Rebbe will be giving out dollars after returning from the mikveh and before leaving to the Eihel. But this is not a regular way of distribution. This one is only for children under the ages of Bar and Bas Mitzvah. The Rebbe has made it clear that adults should not make kunzen by trying to get the dollar for themselves.
This exciting and special news spread quickly. Imagine you are 7 years old sitting in class. Your principal rushes in and you hear her whispering to your mora. A few minutes later you are told,
Kinderlach, line up and get ready to go to 770.
You are confused and excited at the same time. As you come near 770, you can already see groups of boys and girls from all over. Schools and chedorim from all over quickly made arrangements for their students to attend. Mothers pushing strollers of every size and shape with young babies, alongside entire families from throughout Crown Heights and beyond, all determined not to let their little ones miss this amazing opportunity, made their way to 770. Quickly a long line formed, so that before the Rebbe had even returned from the nearby mikveh, hundreds of children were already waiting. Around 2 p.m, the long line started moving, while children passed in front of the Rebbe at the regular place where the Rebbe would give out dollars in the hallway outside the Rebbe's room. Imagine the scene as entire preschool classes, Heder classes with their melamdim, and mothers with their babies, and older children strode proudly with their teachers as the Rebbe handed each child a dollar bill, accompanied by a wish to a good year. For the next 2 hours, thousands of children had the schus to receive a dollar from the Rebbe, while more and more children arrived at 770. As time passed, the Rebbe's shtender was brought so the Rebbe could lean on it. The Rebbe then again distributed dollars to all the children present, something that lasted for another few minutes. Only after every single child received a dollar did the Rebbe leave to the Eihel. Imagine walking through the streets of Crown Heights with a holy dollar from the Rebbe tightly in your hand as you think about the powerful and personal moment you had with the Rebbe. You look up and see many other people doing the same thing. At the end of certain Fabrengans, they would hand out envelopes for people to pledge and give money to tzedakah. This was called a magbis. After hours and hours of sichas and maimorim, the Rebbe made sure that there would be a physical act that helps other yidden. Last sicha that we have been zoicha to hear from the Rebbe so far was on Shabbos Parshas Vayakel, Tov Shin Nun Beis, 1992, which was also Parshas Shkolin. In that Fabrengen, the Rebbe spoke about Avas Yisroel and specifically Tzedakah. Rebbe ended the Fabrengen by saying that the lesson we must learn from this Shabbos, which is Shabbos Shkolim, is to increase in giving tzedakah. And the main thing is that we should immediately merit to receive the tzedakah from Hashem that he gathers all Yidden together to our holy land with Geula HaMitzva Shleima, immediately mamash with the heavenly clouds.
Amen!
Thank you for listening to Teher for Kids. Make sure to tell your friends about us and stay tuned for another fascinating episode at teher.org/kids.